Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing tonight? This is Ron Reich Show. I'm sorry, it's kind of a short notice call and opening the show up, but Perry had to go away for a minute. I just got a phone call message a little while ago. Perry had a family emergency to go tend to. His mom's in trouble a little bit, and she's been sent to the hospital. I don't have no details on that, but apparently it's not good, and I hate to see that. I want everybody to please, you know, pray for Perry and give him your support. That's why I do this show up tonight to pick up what the problem is. But anyway, that's what it is. His mom's, you know, apparently having some medical issues, and we all need to kind of, you know, hold on for Perry, help me handle it. I wasn't planning on doing a show tonight because I've been busy all day. My ass has been, I'm beat. I'm tired. But I figure I better throw on this something to let everybody know that everything's cool, but Perry's got a little bit of a problem. Anyway, the phone lines are open, so if you all want to call in, just go ahead and do it. I probably need to help because I don't know what to talk about. I don't really have a topic at this moment. So everything's going wrong. Nothing's good. Is that something like a good topic going? Since Ryder, well, hello, Antoinette. Okay, I don't know about that sensor rigger. I don't know what that question is on Perry. I'm going to open this phone line up. Who are we hollering at?
Howdy, Ron. This is Ray.
Ray, how's it going, bud?
I'm doing all right. I was catching Perry's show till all that went down.
Yeah, his mom's currently in a little trouble, so.
And I know he could take care of it. He could take care of it.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Well, hold on, brother. I got a few more people I want to catch on. I'll bring everybody else in here. Is that all right for you?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. All right. 1-1-1, you're on the air.
Ron Reckon, what's going on, Jay? Supreme.
Hey, what's happening, man? Hold on, brother. I got another one I got to bring on.
Is all right with
I don't know. 302, you're on the air, too.
Hello, Ron.
Hey.
Hello. Can I tell everyone what's going on with Perry?
Absolutely. I'm glad you called in, sweetie. Go ahead and let everybody know.
Okay. Perry wants y'all to know he's sorry about ending the show, but under the circumstances, he had to. Perry's mother is in the hospital. She went in today, and she is terminal. While he was doing the show, he had got a call from the doctor to come to the hospital right away. So he's now at the hospital. He talked to me, and, you know, when he got to the hospital, he went in to, you know, take care of things with his mother. So if y'all could all put out good thoughts for him and his family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My prayers are out for her and then Perry also.
His mother is 83, so, you know, we hope the best for him and his family.
Right. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He asked me to tell y'all,
you know, what was going on. He just didn't have time to do it himself.
Right on. Right on, Antoinette.
Okay.
So much for that.
I told him
to call me. I got a little brief second with him. I was having a problem with Skype earlier.
Yeah.
Trying to get on the show. He had me in there once, and I lost him. And the same time I went in, he goes, he goes, man, I got a problem. And I said, well, Perry, I'll fire a show off, you know. So I said, call me. Call me. I'm glad he called you because he didn't call me.
Yeah, and he told me, he said, you know, Ron's going to do a show. I said, yes. And Blunt Squad said he was doing one afterwards, and he was, you know, okay, you know, but he was,
right,
you know, going to take care of his mom. You know, that's what you're supposed to do, take care of your mom.
Absolutely, right.
Yes,
take care of your family, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what we all need to do, even though we might not agree with each other and our families.
Right.
We need to take another look. You know, it's,
yes.
You know, I got a sister, my only sister's left surviving family member I have, and she never calls me. You know, so
Yeah, I got a brother who I never call, and I don't want him to call me. Now, I have another brother that I just love. You know, my baby brother I just love.
Right.
But the one next to him. Yeah, the one next to him. I'm the oldest, so the one next to him, the one right underneath me, just plucks my nerves.
Right.
Yeah, but let's go to the show, and I'm going to hang up now.
All right.
Aunt,
okay.
Aunt, hold on, Aunt.
You got to hang up.
Oh,
hang
yes, sure, honey.
Listen.
Aunt, this is Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. Are you going to be able to contact and help us out with some condolences messages? I'm sure Perry's going to be tied up. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
I could do that. Well, let's hope it's not condolences. Let's hope not.
Well, get well, whatever it takes.
Yes.
And, you know, just to help her through, I think, is what everybody needs to be praying for. And,
yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Aunt.
And I will definitely tell you, I told him to, you know, keep me posted and, you know,
we'll
to call
me. We'll
send
it to the BTR family.
Yes, and that's
exactly
what I will do. So
exactly.
I will, you know, as he keeps me updated, I will keep y'all updated. I promise you that.
Thank you, Aunt.
You're welcome.
Right. I'll run a show every day till we know, so we keep on with this. I'm not premium yet, guys, so I don't have long hours, but I still have a 30-minute window, you know what I mean? And just look for the Ron Reck show. And if you don't see Perry's show, I guarantee mine will be on. Just to support Perry. Unless me and Perry come up with something, you know, I might co-host a show or something like that, and they'll run a show for him, which I'd be more than happy to do for Perry, because me and Perry have been friends for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm writing it down now for y'all, you know.
Right.
But
right
I
on.
Will, So.
Yeah, things happen like this unexpectedly. It's sad, you know.
Yeah, it's very sad, you know, and
support from your friends are better than support from your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your friends support you, man. It's much better for some weird reason, but,
And it's just amazing how, you know, we don't know each other personally, you know, as far as in our everyday normal lives outside of BTR.
Not yet, Antoinette. Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, we're all going to get together. We're going to work something out. We're all going to get together. You know, we'll meet in the middle, more or less, type deal.
Yeah, but, you know,
we'll
still make an impact on each other's lives in some kind of a way.
Right, exactly.
You know, so when something happens to one of us or, you know, in one of our families or, you know, it affects all of us feel it, you know, for each other.
Right. But the funny part about it is, you know, it impacts us deeply, you know, as a family that we are. You know, if something happens to some of us, you know, where are they at? Because that's the question is, why this person here? Unless you get some of the crazies to come on there, which we don't care whatever happens to them. We just don't care. You know what I mean?
But then even sometimes you still wonder, well, where are they?
Right.
Even though they're a pain in the rectum, but.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Well, you're point blank and blunt. That's cool.
Well, I thought I was putting that mildly.
Well, it's pretty direct. It's not A to find that for you, but that's cool, sweetie. I don't care. It don't matter to me how I am. I'm way out free willie that shit. I don't care. You know, I believe in free will, and I will speak free will. But
I know you will.
Yeah, I have no. I don't give a shit about nobody's feelings when it comes down to the fact. Oh God, I sound like Michael. They say facts. Oh my God, sir, facts. No, you know. But no, it is a fact. I mean, the fact is, you know, this goes to show what people need to really be doing together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though we're not related, we need to become together as a family, a collective, and support each other. That's what makes it. You know, a child is not raised by the family; it's raised by the village.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So you know, we are all children. We all need to help each other survive. You know, it's not that I'm pushing the fact of, you know, the economic collapse and the big rock's going to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I push more on the economic collapse, more than the rock. But, you know, because it's coming. It's here. Everybody sees it. If you don't see it, you're blind. It's coming. There's no stopping it. They did this shit a long time ago. They just started this train rolling down the hill with no
breaks. Excuse me, Ron. I got to click over and answer the other line. That's my son calling.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead, hon. Well, anyway, while Antoinette's gone, wow, man. What an event for Perry to have to go off the line that quick. And I'm, you know, sorry about his mom. Bless her loving heart, you know. I mean, she raised Perry. She probably deserves something for that. But just kidding. But, you know, Perry's a good man, and she did very well, I'm sure. But, you know, life is a funny thing. Life is very funny.
I'm sure they're talking about it now.
Well, yeah, man. You just don't know. I mean, me and my wife just lost a friend of ours we had for years. She's only 45 years old. All of a sudden, she was gone. She
wow.
got in the car and was gone. You know what I'm saying, Ray? So that was...
Yeah.
Very unexpected, you know. But we don't know when the time comes. When our number's up, it's over, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't fear death at all. Actually, you know, you hear most preachers say at a funeral, well, you know, life was bittersweet. Well, bitter is the fact that people that live are suffering because of the death. The sweet part is some bitch is dead, and their problems are over.
Right.
You know? So,
oh,
you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
You got to look at it that way.
That life path is there for a reason. And
I'm back. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to deal with that path one way or another. You know, it's a shame Michael Hood kind of takes a real angry attack. That was pretty wild how he started yelling at Perry.
No, that wasn't Michael Hood, bro.
That was not
Michael Hood. No.
Oh, I thought that's who that was.
No.
Okay.
Michael Hood's
who
a more calm, peaceful guy. His name's Michael also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I don't...
There's two. Okay. Then I know the other
right.
Mike. Yeah, there's Mike
right.
and there's Michael.
Right. Michael is the one you're talking about screaming and, you know,
yeah.
and says, sir, and sir, and sir. And,
so that's not Michael
you know.
Hood who says,
no,
sir,
no, no,
and...
No.
Okay.
No.
Glad to clear
Michael's
that up.
A good guy. Right,
yeah.
It kind of, when you look in the chat room, you see that, oh, that's blah, blah.
No.
Michael,
yeah.
He's a very intelligent kid. Yeah.
I wonder
yeah.
if you saw that video. Did you see that video that Perry was talking about?
No, I was late coming in. I was at a dinner tonight. I got late getting in.
I'll throw it in the chat right here. I got it up.
Okay.
I went and woke up. Yeah, I went and woke up my wife, and I said, I think Syria just dropped a nuclear bomb. I mean, Israel just dropped a nuclear bomb on Syria.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to keep up with that. I've got a lot of reports earlier. Israel's really trying to push the envelope on some bullshit really, really bad, the way it's going right now. I got a contact in Israel right now I've not talked to. Because they can't communicate with you this month for some reason.
Check out the
Zenith
Post.
Oh, thank you, CR. Censored. Oh, that's it. I finally got to hear your voice.
Yeah. My name's Ray.
Oh, Ray. Okay, hello. I'm sorry.
Howdy. It's okay. Yeah, I'm from Oak Ridge, and I get censored a lot by everyone.
Oak Ridge. California? No, where is Oak Ridge?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Atomic City.
Okay, you're by
bomb.
Perry.
Oh, no, Perry's on
the... Well, you're in
the
same
west
state.
End. Yeah, we're in the same
Perry's
state.
Perry's on the bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
and west.
On the bottom.
He's west.
Right.
I'm east.
Right. Well, I'm in southwest Missouri, man, so, you know, we ain't too far apart.
We've got the Atomic City here.
Is
where they... Yeah, they enriched the uranium for the first atomic bombs and testing out there in New Mexico.
Right.
And if you look at the video on that Zionist blog spot.
I pulled it up. I'm waiting for it to load.
That second video is, wow, very close. They're already claiming that. That bomb was on the ground already. And
wow.
it's going to be, like Perry said, it's going to be the talk for a while now.
Yeah.
That was one massive bomb.
Well, this shit's been gone for quite a long period of time. Yeah, I see a mushroom.
I mean, there was a mushroom cloud. Mushroom cloud.
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah, but just going by the hills, there's a mushroom cloud 300-400 feet up in the air.
Yeah, I see that. I'm looking at it now.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, you know.
I haven't looked at it yet, but I did pull up the site.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
That's some crazy stuff.
Well, you know, and, you know, I have, you know, you know, as much as I deal in politics and courts and everything, man, you know what I'm saying? It amazes me why this shit's going on. What kind of people are thinking of this stupid shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the purpose? There is no purpose for this whatsoever. War is a joke. It all has to do with the corporate fucking assholes, the banks and the corporate people. They want to be the big bullies of the planet. If they can't have it, nobody can, so I'm going to fuck you up to get it. And that's what they do. All the time, every time. It goes back in far back in history, back during the Romans. If they didn't get what they wanted, they took it. You see what I'm saying, man? They took it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing now. It's not, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed at all. Only thing that's changed is technology and weaponry. That's what's changed. How they pursue what they want.
East Coast also put in a video link, too, for another report on Israel bombs.
Yeah, Golden, Geographa. Mm-hmm. Well, Israel's saying Syria had a warehouse of, you know, chemical weapons. And that's what the first strike was. The first strike was yesterday. The funny part about it, Israel is a little country. Syria is a much bigger country.
Yeah.
You know?
But with technology, you know, that doesn't matter. David
Right. Right. But they're wanting to drag the United States into this.
Yeah.
You know, they're wanting to drag us into this.
And then they bring the money.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the money.
Right. All about the money. Let's get the military complex pumping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to offer more jobs. We're going to make things much better. Even though we're having the shit made in China and Mexico and nothing touches America. You know, that's what I call definite bullshit propaganda. We're going to bring more jobs. But here's what I'm saying. When economic collapse comes, the real issue on it, what I'm saying about economic collapse, is it's catching up more faster than they can figure it out. It's caught up with them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The bullshit's caught up with them, big time. People are starting to wake up. A little too late, but they're waking up. It's coming. And it's sad. It's sad. Well, everybody's living in this cushy little world where everything's so perfect, but it's coming to an end quickly. You know, it's coming to an end quick. I mean, I don't want to see it. Nobody wants to see it, but, you know, the way it is. I mean, I'm sustainable. I'm not a prepper, but I have my shit in line. You know? And when I bought this property, I wasn't expecting this. This is not what the plan was.
Yeah.
There was nowhere near this plan, but I got lucky, I guess. But,
well,
the best part about it.
That's your past. You're going to have to deal with what you got when the shit does hit the fan.
Right. Well, like I said, man, I bought this 14 years ago. You know what I mean? And I'm 14 miles from town, which the town I'm 14 miles from is very small. And I'm 30 miles from a town that's even bigger, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as information out here, I'm not worried about it. The worst thing, you know, the big issue is the Second Amendment, right, where they want to take the guns away. They're trying to set up that big cash grab, just like they did in Australia.
Yeah,
you know,
but
did in Australia,
you'll be
right?
The last one. You'll be the last one they'll take. They'll come and take me first. I'm sitting right next to the largest nuclear stockpile in the world.
You're in town.
Yes, I'm in town.
You're in town, right, man?
They're gonna have to take me screaming and kicking.
Right.
That's the only way.
I guarantee you, if they're gonna take me out of here, I'm taking quite a few of them out with me. You know, because I'm not gonna let them take me in by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna be ugly here. Real ugly.
Yeah, it'd be our only effort, you know, because if they leave you alone and go after somebody else, hell, you just won that day.
Right. Well, right, but you know, it doesn't. I don't think it's gonna matter. Because they're going to bring the UN in this, foreign troops. Because their own troops are going to fold on them, you know what I mean? And I have predicted this. If it does come down to economic collapse and people flip out, it's going to be about 2 weeks of pandemonium. I mean, panda-fucking-monium. People are going to be hitting stores and everything else. If you're a cop, your ass is grass. If you're a banker, a judge, a prosecutor, anyway, the first one they're going to fucking rape apart. You know what I mean? You're going to go directly to these politicians for doing it.
So right.
I have the hate for them in the banks. So I wouldn't want to be a cop. I wouldn't want to be a judge or prosecutor. You know what I mean? I just would not want to be one of the people. And also those people, the neighbors that are high polluting and think they're better than everybody else, they're going to be the first ones attacked. You know? And so you're going to see the poor people, the people that are impoverished in this country, wake up. And they ain't going to give a shit. Well, I have nothing now to lose, so I'm going to fuck everybody up in the process. So that's what we're going to see. Yeah, it's sad, ain't it? But, I mean, why can't we just get along? You know, why can't we sort this shit out? The people don't think that way. They overreact very quickly. You know, so. But we had all these false flag deals. It's like this Boston bombing. Come on, man. You could do better than this if you're a terrorist. I've seen terrorist support better than that.
It's pretty good for some rookies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for some rookies, you know, I still haven't been confirmed on what their bomb was. You know, that's the whole point right there. I mean, you was talking about intent. There would be great intent if somebody went through the effort of making their own plastic explosives. Between just going to the store and buying some black powder.
Right, right. Well, black powder would have done better damage. But these are the pressure cookers from Kmart or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, just think of it in the pot world. Those kids can make a bomb out of anything. These terrorists, they're making a bomb out of anything. I mean, they're being outside the box here now, and that's pretty dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. But any information you want, if you want to make a bomb, go on the internet. You can do it. It's not that difficult. The information is there. It's available for you to do so. The case I've been working on, Antoinette sent me an email, and it was on a girl down in Florida where they bust her for that bathroom cleaner, popped the top off the bottle, emitted a little smoke, and they called her a terrorist. You're going to charge her as an adult. You know, man.
Bureaucracy out of control.
Who was out of control?
That's,
her?
No, bureaucracy. That's education system.
Exactly.
I mean,
right. No, she's a straight A student. They never had a problem out of her before.
Yeah.
Pops the top off the bottle, and they flip out. They're going to charge her with terrorist activities. Now, okay. And so, this case. Then I want the motherfucker that owns Coca-Cola to go do life in prison for the Coke bottle that exploded in my tour van. You know, the van got so hot, the bottle exploded.
Wow.
Is that a terrorist threat, too? It was an explosive device. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm just weighed as. You know, she had no foundation. She had no cause, no M.O., no reason to do it. You know, but they'll say, well, the one in Sandy Hook didn't either. Sure he did. He had a mental issue. And it's been known for a long period of time he had a mental issue. It's the mother's fault for not containing her weapons correctly. You know, you're responsible for your own shit. You know, he shot his mother in the head. You know, I think she should still be held liable for it to happen. Besides him himself. You know, of course, what he did, he deserves what he gets. But, you know, I mean, I own weapons. So my shit's contained. You know, you can get this retried. I mean, you could try and it'd take you a couple of days to get one open, but yeah, give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, there's a right and a wrong way of doing everything. Period. If you're right or you're wrong. You do it the right way or the wrong way. And that's the selective choice we make, each one of us. I mean, if you're going to do something wrong, you know you're doing it, right? You know, I hear a lot of times people go, well, I didn't know that was wrong. But you had intention of doing it. You know what I mean? So, it, you know, it just depends on the individual a lot. What they're wanting to or try to prove. It seems like more of these shootings and these bombing deals, like they want to prove something. What, I don't know yet. If you got the answer, let me know. I mean, I sure can't get one.
Probably gang initiation or terrorist initiation. I don't know. There's too many people there. I'm convinced there's a lot more than them two or five that they got now.
Right. But some of this, the thing about a raid is a lot of economic pressure. You know what I'm saying? People can't find a job. They got no money. They're starving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're going to do something stupid.
And as the days go by, there's more and more collectively coming together.
Right. Exactly. Then they call them radicals. You know, it's kind of come to the point where it doesn't matter what you do. If you protest against something, you're automatically a terrorist.
Right.
You have a bitch about something, you know, anymore.
Right.
I mean, where's the freedom of speech at anymore? Where, you know, like I said before, people ask me a question about the Bible, I mean, the birth certificate. And I said, well, birth certificate keeps you from the constitutional right. Because you're a corporation. Your corporation doesn't have constitutional rights. You know, do the research. You know, that's what I found out. Like my property, I mean, I have a deed to it, but also I have a patent on it now. So it makes me outright owner, no longer the tenant. And that's the problem, the tenant. You have a deed of property, even though you think you own it, it says tenant on it. Why would it say something like that when you own it? You worked your ass off to get what you got. If you're still just a tenant, nah. There's the rest of you to the state. It's like your car, kid, everything, registered to the state. So, there's nothing fun about politics anymore. It gets crazy. It's a catch-22 every time you turn around. Anyway, we got like 2 minutes left, kids, or 1:51. 11 time. We're going into, you know, our 30, 45 minutes, whatever we get extra after this. As long as my cell phone holds up, I just got a warning that my battery's going dead. So I might be cut off soon, but everybody else can hold on. Hold on, we got one more caller. Bring him in. 302,
hello,
what's
it's
up?
It's just me. It's just me. I was just letting you know that you got 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's telling me you got 90 seconds.
Yeah.
90 seconds left.
So, to give everyone the phone number, 718-508-9813.
That's it. Call
in now. And then the blunt force is in a half an hour, I believe.
Mm-hmm. They say, oh, Honolulu said 1:31. Fuck.
I don't know. I think this is in a half an hour.
Okay, well, Anthony, I'll lose a part of my phone, too. I'm not on Skype, so I'm going to go ahead and kill this in the next 40 seconds. Look for Blunt Squad on it coming up here. Where you at, Blunt?
Yeah.
1 hour. After Ron's show, 1 hour.
What, is yours an hour show, Blunt?
Yeah, it's going to be like Ron Rex.
A half an hour?
Yep.
Half an hour after me? Okay, so I'm about to lose you guys here in a second. I might have to recharge this phone. I have to plug in.
I'm on, actually. Hold on.
All right, 10 seconds left. All right, one more caller. One caller speak now. You got like 3 seconds. Talk.
Squad on it. Coming up here.
I barely hear you. Is yours an hour show tonight?
Yeah.
I have an hour.
First
hour for me. Okay, something about
this guy. Yeah. I'm going to recharge his phone. Sounds like a repeat. Anyway, look at the Blunt Squad radio, folks. I'm going to have to blow this. I'm about to lose you, period. But look at the Blunt Squad radio after this show here. But we're off actually the air. So, anyway, give it a shot, and I will meet you all there.
Okay.